Hello, my name is Brett Bensinger and I'm a Senior Escalation Engineer on the Windows Store Applications Developer Support Team. Today I'm going to show you how to use the Windows Phone 8.1 emulator to test your geofences. This is a supplement to the great blog done by the Windows product team as referenced in the following slide. The Windows Phone 8.1 emulator is a desktop application that emulates the Windows Phone 8.1 device. It is a virtual environment which you can debug and test Windows Phone 8.1 applications on. The rest of this video will go over how to use it for testing geofences. I have the emulator started with the application running. When testing geofences, you'll always want to start from a fresh state. To do this, you turn the location setting on the emulator from off, then back on again, and this will reset all of the location tracking within the emulator. To make this easier, I will set the location setting as one of the quick setting options in the action pane. To do this, you can drag from the top of the emulator and get to all settings. Choose notification and actions, and in this case, I'm going to replace the rotation lock setting with the location setting. What this has done is when I drag from the top now, I get my quick actions, and one of them is location, and I can easily turn the location off and then back on again to reset my location state. And you'll want to make sure you do this every time before testing your geofences. Next, we'll configure the emulator location settings for testing our geofence. To bring up the location options for testing your geofences, you will click the double arrow here and then choose the location tab. Always use route mode when testing geofences, and you make that setting here. Once you have the emulator set up in route mode, you can then program a test route that you want to use to test your geofence. To do that, you just simply click on the map where you want the route to go. For this example, I'm only going to use two points, here and here. One thing I wanted to show you is how easy it is to save these routes for later use. All you need to do is choose the Save button and then Save to a file. And to illustrate loading these in the future, you can simply bring up the location tool within the emulator, choose the Load button, and then choose that file and it will load your route. One thing to keep in mind while testing your geofences is you should always set up the route in the location tool before creating the geofence. This is because of how the location algorithm works. If you set the geofence in Seattle that you want to test while the location tool is in New York and then you start your route, the actual phone won't expect you to travel from New York to Seattle in a couple of seconds. So this will lead to some undesirable results and most likely your geofence not being triggered. So always preload the location tool to where you plan to test your geofence before creating the geofence. So now we can test our geofence. First, we have different options to choose from, the speed and the accuracy profile. What you choose depends on your application and just make sure to match the speed to the nature of the geofence. For my test, I'm going to use speed limit and the suburban accuracy profile. As I mentioned previously, you'll want to make sure you turn the location off and then back on before testing your geofence. And to test the geofence along the route we've programmed, you would just hit the play button within the location tool. So now I have my geofence set up for 150 meter radius with a dwell time of 5 seconds. So once the location tool enters my geofence and it's been in there for 5 seconds, it should trigger the enter event. And then once it exits that area and has been out of the area for 5 seconds, it should trigger the exit event. So right now I'm just going to let the location tool play the locations to illustrate entering and exiting the geofence.
Entered Seahawks.
So that illustrates it entering my geofence. Now after it exits this area and has been outside of that area for greater than 5 seconds, it will trigger the exit event.
Exited Seahawks.
And then to stop playback of our locations within the location tool, we can choose the stop button. And that illustrates how to test the geofence. One other thing to note when it comes to geofences is that your application might have a background task that's triggered when a geofence is entered or exited. You can test this background task by using a cool feature within Visual Studio that allows you to trigger that event manually. To get to that option, you would right-click in the toolbars and make sure the debug location option is checked. This brings up this lifecycle events dropdown, which you can then choose your geofence background task. In this case, I have a breakpoint set up in my geofence background tasks run method, and as you can see, it's triggered. So in this case, if you had some code you needed to walk through, you can just step through and debug it. In my case, all I do is set up a toast, and you'll see that being fired there. So that's another handy little trick for testing your geofence code in case you had some code that ran in a background task. I hope this video blog has been useful for you to understand how to test your geofences. Until next time, have fun coding.